Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've brushed your teeth, you've washed your face, and you're ready for your story today. You know, stories, yay. Okay, tonight's story is going to be read again from Favourite Fables. Jeez, there is still a ton of stuff here. Ton of stuff left. And it will be from the section that is labelled Aesop's Fables, and it's called The Fox and the Crow. Okay, let's just get on with the story now. Enough of me blathering about stuff. Stuff, that's my friend Shiloh's favourite word. Okay. There was once a fine fox. He had a glossy red coat and a beautiful bushy tail. His pointed ears pricked up at the smallest sound, and his sharp nose twitched at the faintest smell. Early one evening, as the fox prowled under the old oak trees, his black nose began to prickle. "What a wonderful smell!" said the fox to himself. "It is better than rabbits, it is better than chickens. Mind you, this is a fox. What could it be?" He bent his head to the ground and snuffled among the leaves and the grass. The tantalizing smell was not down there. He sniffed again. "Where is this marvelous smell coming from?" he puzzled. He raised his nose high in the air and sniffed once more. Then he caught sight of something perched high above him on the branch of an oak tree. It was a glossy black crow, and she was holding something in her beak. Something yellow. Something tasty. Something very like cheese. The fox licked his lips. He badly wanted that piece of cheese, but how was he to reach it, for he certainly could not fly high enough, or jump high enough, foxes can't fly, to catch the bird. Then the cunning, that means very clever, sneaky, and sly, that's basically sneaky, character, if someone has a cunning character, that means they're very clever, you know. And then the cunning fox had a clever idea. He looked up at the crow, and the crow looked down on him. "What a magnificent bird!" exclaimed the fox. "Such glossy black feathers, such a bright yellow beak." The crow stood quite still, but she quivered with pleasure to hear the fox's charming words. "What sparkling eyes!" continued the fox. "They glitter like two beads of jet. I cannot believe there is such a bird anywhere in the world who can match this beautiful crow." The crow had never heard of such flattery. Well, never heard such flattery. And she fluffed up her feathers and bobbed up and down on the branch, drinking in the bold fox's honeyed words. No idea what honeyed means. Then the fox spoke again, and his eyes never left the large piece of cheese. "I wonder if the crow's voice is as splendid as her appearance," he said. "She would indeed be queen of all the birds if such a wondrous bird was also blessed with a glorious singing voice." Then the vain crow could not resist the chance to show, and opening her mouth wide, she began to caw loudly. Well, the wily fox knew just what would happen next, and he was waiting. The cheese tumbled from the crow's beak and fell straight into the fox's open mouth. He chewed it slowly and lovingly, and at last swallowed it with a happy sigh. "Very tasty," he said, and he licked his lips as the crow screeched with rage above his head. "Well," said the fox smugly, "so you do have a voice. My, but what a pity it is that you were not blessed with a brain." And he sauntered off with his tail held high in the air. And the moral of this story is, never trust a flatterer. A flatterer is someone who says things about you. Good things, that is. If someone is to flatter you, they are to charm you, to make you feel good. But sometimes they use this to their advantage. As you could see, the fox used flattering to get the cheese from the crow. Okay, boys and girls, that's the end of the story. I hope you liked it. And dream of crows and their stupid brains. Good night.